Welcome back to our podcast, Lizet. Today, we're delving into the fascinating world of science and technology.
Thanks, Samantha. I am really looking forward to exploring this topic. It's incredible how much we owe to the pioneers of science and technology.
Absolutely. And today, we're shining on spotlight on Nikola Tesla and his groundbreaking invention of alternating current, or AC, and how it influenced the creation of microscope.
Tesla's story is so intriguing. It's unfortunate that he's often overlooked in favor of other inventors.
Yes, despite his brilliant, Tesla's contributions were overshadowed by figures like Thomas Edison, who was his contemporary and competitor. Edison's promotion of direct current, or DC, over Tesla's AC system led to Tesla being somewhat sidelined in historical narratives.
It's a shame how story can sometimes overlook the work of incredible talented individuals. So, how did Tesla come up with the idea for alternating current?
Tesla was driven by a vision of creating a more efficient and practical electrical system. Through relentless experimentation and innovation, he developed the concept of alternating current, where the direction of current reserves periodical, which was first super for long distance transmission compared to the prevailing direct current system.
How incredible! It is also worth mentioning the advantage of alternating current over direct current that were demonstrated thanks to the alliance Nikola Tesla and George Westinghouse was fundamental.
It's very true. The alliance was crucial. It was crucial for the advancement of electrical technology.
And how did this relate to the development of microscopes?
That is a good question. They don't really have a direct relationship, but both were invented in groundbreaking ways for science and technology.
Of course, the microscope was first used in the 16th century by Robert Hooke. However, it was invented by Zacharias Jensen in 1950 in the form of accidentally manipulating different lenses.
Something super curious and cool is that Hooke's observations were published in first science fiction bestseller, Micrographia, or some psychological descriptions of minute bodies made by magnifying glasses in 1965.
The vigorous illustrations and descriptions by Hooke become an extraordinary work of science and illustration.
The microscope was invented and evolved at the right time for society.
Undoubtedly, these two inventions are an important help for the scientific and technological society to grow and develop more every day.
Absolutely, Lizette. It's fascinating how these inventions, despite originate from different times and contexts, have had such significant impacts on science and technology. Tesla's alternating current revolutionized the way we harness electricity, while the microscope opened up a new frontiers in scientific explorations. It's remarkable to think about how both of these inventions have shaped the world we live in today, allowing us to understand the universe on both microscope and microscope levels.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Samantha, for sharing this insightful discussion, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Well, see you next time on our podcast.
Bye!